Expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby.
Good morning, Fairbanks. We're on Problem Corner. I'm your guest host, Jennifer Juhas, and we are visiting today with Melanie White. Melanie is Miss Fairbanks USA, and she is also a proud laborer employed by the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities out on Eielson Air Force Base. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Jennifer.
So I have been really happy to get to know you these last about 6 months here since we found out that you were running for Miss Fairbanks USA.
Thank you.
And I got to come out to your place of work and see some of your talents, where I was impressed just with your welding and your painting. I saw this amazing grill that you made out there with a salmon handle and some of your other handiwork. But then this summer, when you were Miss Fairbanks and you opened our ballpark for the Union Night at the Park, because we both are part of the same union, LIUNA, Laborers International Union of North America.
Yes.
You are a young lady after my own heart, because much like you, you can go from the work boots and dirty clothes to the high heels and the pearls in about an hour. Just give me an hour. I'll press some nails on. Good to go. But I have seen you in both. And I'm just so glad to have you here this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. This is my first time on the radio. It's a big deal for me.
Well, you were just helping me with the announcing with the Labor Day Parade as well. We were up on the podium there. So we had a microphone, but it was not broadcast. It was only broadcast to the street. And so tell me a little bit about why you decided to enter the pageant world, as someone who I have seen you in your dirty high-vis with your work boots, getting it done, lifting heavy objects. And what was the goal of entering something like that?
So I originally entered pageantry looking for a scholarship to help me get my CDL, my commercial driver's license. I applied to one pageant system in town, and they told me that they only use their scholarship fund toward college. No trade schools, no extra training. That didn't sit right with me. So I went to a different pageant system, and just being Miss Fairbanks, even though I didn't win Miss Alaska, I really wanted to put out the word that college is not the only option and really help the community see that the trades can be beneficial.
Well, you're really representing Fairbanks, and you are representing both demographics of young people entering the trades, which we have a shortage of nationwide, and women in the trades.
Yes. Young people and women in the trades are some of the most hardworking people. A lot of times, younger people are overlooked because they don't have that experience that older people are looking for. And even if they do interview for those jobs, sometimes they're turned down.
Well, at the state of Alaska right now, we have a gap where so many of the people qualified to train are not only eligible for retirement, they're over-eligible, and they're hanging around just to try and train the next generation of the workforce, which would be you and your peers. And if we can't attract you, there will be no one to train the next wave, which means nothing will get done.
Correct. And that's another reason why I like being Miss Fairbanks, is that people will see me out here and see that I'm able to do both. Especially as a woman in the trades, I'm trying to bring more women into the trades. They can see that you don't have to sacrifice your feminine side to be part of the trades.
Which you haven't done in the least, in the least.
That's good to hear.
I see you at our events for the union and for labor, and you're right there with us. Not you know, the pretty girl who's the token, but one of the hardest workers. You have the respect of your crew out on Eielson. I guess they're all listening right now, and in a supportive way. We were talking, you know, before we started the program, that tell me a little bit about what being in the trades has done for you. Looking forward in the workforce, because you're quite young. I'm at the tail end of my career. You're at the beginning of yours. And what kind of support has come with being part of DOT and the Public Employees Union?
Well, my union has supported me through this journey of Miss Fairbanks. You, Jennifer, specifically have kept in contact with me, helped me out with everything I want to do. Being part of the trades as a woman and as a young woman, it's more like you have six older brothers just trying to help you out and watch over you all the time.
It seems like that out there when I visited your shop.
Yeah.
What types of things did you not know how to do that you learned on the job through being trained?
I didn't know anything. I started working in an auto shop when I was 14, and I just didn't want to work fast food. And those were the options in North Pole. So
were you working the counter or doing parts? Were you turning a wrench?
Nope, I was doing oil changes and tire changes. And then I got tired of that because I wasn't legally allowed to do anything more than that. So I switched over to the glass doctor side and I started replacing windshields. And then I was looking for a little bit more. So I wanted to learn how to work on my own car. I have a 1955 Nash Metropolitan that I'm working on fixing up.
So cool.
So I worked at College Collision and I learned to paint there. And so I can do most of my own work on my car myself. But before I started working those places, I knew nothing. Everybody was willing to train me.
And then out at Eielson, your official title, are you a maintenance generalist?
Yes. Maintenance generalist.
And so you're working under a maintenance specialist?
Yes.
And what new skills did you add once you got employed out at Eielson with DOT?
I started over there as a grounds maintenance person. So I ran equipment that I didn't know how to run before.
What are some of the types of equipment? Because I'm hoping to use your interview as part of your platform to attract more people into the trades.
Yes, I started using skid steers, a bunch of bobcats, tool cats, we call it the green machine. It's a big John Deere sweeper that we run the sidewalks for. I'm not allowed to operate anything that I don't have a CDL for, but the smaller machines, you can start learning on those.
Okay, and so for those who don't know, what does a skid steer do?
Yes, it's trying to think of a way to explain it.
It's different than a forklift.
Correct. It has tracks on the side, and you can spin 360 in it, go up, down, put forks, snow brushes, snow blowers, and buckets on them. You can do basically anything with a skid steer.
So you dig and lift?
Yes, mostly snow.
Mostly snow.
Yes.
Okay. And then the bobcats, what were you doing in the bobcats?
Yes. Our bobcat is a tool cat, and that's just basically the same thing as the skid steer, but it just can't go as many places. It's like a glorified golf cart with a bucket on the front.
But all of it sounds fun. And you know, there's still dignity in working fast food, but you didn't want to work fast food. You wanted to play with these
correct.
Toys.
I'm a very hands-on person. I personally wouldn't want to do a desk job. That's just not the kind of person that I am. I like to get in there and dirty and experienced.
So for those folks that are listening, you can look at towards a pathway into the trades. There's a lot of jobs open right now, even with the state, the municipalities, where you can get hired without those skills initially, because we do have such a shortage of people who are trained in labor and who want to work labor. But if you're looking for a job where you can see immediately what you've accomplished, do you like doing the snow? Or do you like the lawns better?
I like the snow better. There's more to do. With the lawns, you kind of got to wait for the grass to grow. But snow, there's always something to do.
And you do the machines, but then you also, as a maintenance generalist, you're shoveling walks and staying in shape that way.
Very.
And in the wintertime, outfitted with some warm gear, of course.
Yes.
But so what is your favorite machine that you've been able to operate out there?
I like the skid steer a lot. We have a newer one, so it's got the nice heater and the nice air conditioner in it. It's just, it's not very bumpy. It's good to go.
Oh, so you're in a little cab and it's heated.
Yes.
You got your tunes playing.
Yes.
That doesn't sound like a bad day at work.
It's not. It's really not.
So we're going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be back with more Problem Corner with Melanie White, Miss Fairbanks USA.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
As the snow creeps down the mountains and crunches under your boots, Alaska Gear Company only has one question. Are you ready? Introducing the Bunny Boot VBX Lite. For those who move fast and travel light. And the Bunny Boot VBX Max. Built for the extreme. Pre-order yours now for a limited time discount. Gear up right. Gear up local. Stop on by. Alaska Gear Company.
730 Old Steese Highway in Fairbanks.
Hello, Fairbanks. It's election season again. We've got some good folks running this year, but one of the best for Borough Assembly is J.T. McComas Rowe. Aside from being an easy name to remember, heck, it's got to be the longest one on the ballot. J.T.'s a business owner and has experience on our planning and platting boards. Folks, that's huge. Experience like that is very much needed on our Assembly for sound decision-making. Please vote J.T. McComas Rowe for Assembly.
Paid for by McComas Rowe for Assembly, P.O. Box 72789, Fairbanks.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need, but they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center, call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com, findoutfree.com.
KFAR weather.
High of 62 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 42 tonight, partly cloudy. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 55, overcast. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Good morning, Fairbanks. We're back on Problem Corner. I am your guest host, Jennifer Juhas, and we're visiting with Melanie White,
hi.
Miss Fairbanks USA. And so we talked a little bit about your talents that you've acquired out at Eielson.
Yes.
And you're Miss Fairbanks USA. You have a platform of supporting pathways to the trades for women and young people, and you support veterans.
I do. My mom has been in the Air Force. She's almost to retirement. She's got 2 years left in the National Guard out at Eielson, where I also work, so I get to see her every day.
So is that how you came to Fairbanks? Was your mom getting transferred here?
My mom was actually born in Oregon, and my grandpa was a logger. And he got a call that there wasn't enough logging left to do in Oregon. So my grandma got a call and said, we have moved to Alaska. Get the kids.
Oh, wow.
So I was born here, raised here. My mom ended up joining the Guard. She originally owned a coffee hut, Lava Java, when I was born, but switched over to the Air Force when she liked how much money she was making.
Well, and the Guard has pathways to the trades as well.
Yes.
For people who are getting out of the service. And we've talked to them quite frequently for recruitment for the shortage that we have at the state of Alaska.
Correct. Helmets to hard hats.
Yes. And they have a couple of other exit entry programs as well. So you support veterans. And I've seen some of these pinup events that you do. And
yes.
I love it. It's the classy 1940s. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved with that and what you do.
So I've always loved pinup since the first time I was introduced to it. World War II bomber plane nose art.
Exactly. Yeah.
Veteran Stand Down is an event once a year, every year. That helps out the veterans around the town get free food, free health checkup, and we started doing coffee there. My mom started doing it before she started bringing me, but when she got there, there was powdered creamer and one pot of coffee, and that
one pot of bad coffee,
one pot of very bad coffee, and that would not do. So we started bringing the coffee to the event, being the coffee girls. And sometimes there are World War II veterans there. There's been a couple in the past, but mostly Vietnam and Korean vets are what I've seen here. But people love that we dress up.
And if you're listening, thank you for your service. We've
known
several of our veterans from any age group. And we have had a couple of World War II veterans here in Fairbanks. And we've got the statue that's reenacted for the Lend-Lease program. And I got to meet a number of them there. The Stand Down is an amazing event. You can find it online, Stand Down. And I did for years when I was a dental hygienist, I would do the initial dental screenings. And then after I wasn't certified anymore, I did helped with the resumes. But so you're bringing the coffee and you're bringing good coffee and some cheer.
Yes. And that is North Pole Coffee Roasters actually helps out and donates a whole bunch of coffee supplies for us every year.
Thank you, North Pole Coffee, for supporting our veterans.
Yes.
Yeah, I love the outfits. You're right. It's very 1940s. You know, people say, what do you mean pinup? You know, it's not like some of the shows in town. It's very like those movies that I love to watch.
Yes.
You know, with the, you know,
victory rolls.
Yes.
Hair.
Yes.
But people love to see it. People love to come see us dressed up. People, we actually missed last year, I believe. We had a family emergency, but people were asking where we were.
I love it. So, you support the veterans through your familial ties.
Yes.
And then the trades.
Yes.
And so you've chosen this as your platform because I was really interested to see that someone wanted to enter a pageant so that they could use their scholarship. It costs about $10,000 to get a commercial driver's license
Correct.
In Alaska.
Correct.
And there's a shortage of people who are certified. And now with the National Data Bank, you know, there's different prohibitions on people who've had a driving infarction.
You know,
so we have a shortage of labor in Alaska that you're helping meet. Those are just some of your talents, though. We invited you to open the Union Night at the ballpark this summer. And I knew you were going to sing the national anthem. I've heard some good national anthems. But what is the style of singing? It sounded operatic to me.
So in high school, I was involved in opera. I took choir specifically go to the Alaska competition for opera. I got fourth place in the state, which is pretty cool. I've always been a fan of singing. I've been singing for as long as I can remember. And I like people generally tend to like when you just come straight out and sing the song without putting any crazy spins on
any auto-tune.
Yes, yes.
So any extra notes.
Correct. Generally, my style is just sing it true to the source material, and people tend to like that.
So I have friends in the music industry, and I don't know all the terms and everything, but I thought, gosh, that sounds like opera, and I wasn't wrong. I'm proud of myself.
That's correct.
When did you start operatic training?
I have never gone through formal training. I just...
Even music at school or...
Music at school. My mom got me started in piano classes when I was 7 because she said I needed to start with pianos to learn the notes.
Okay.
And then when I was in 4th grade, I started playing electric bass because I wanted to join the band.
Electric bass?
Yes. And I've always super been into rock and roll. 80s rock and roll and Joan Jett and Pat Benatar and all them. And
This is my era. I listened to that stuff when it was released.
My mom has a good story of coming down at 4 a.m. to 7-year-old me in footy pajamas playing Guitar Hero to Metallica.
Nice. Very nice. So let's talk a little bit about your platform. And I want to talk about the job shortage, but the people shortage.
Yes.
There is no job shortage at the state of Alaska. There are not enough bodies. There are too many vacancies. And whether it's paperwork or labor work, when you're working with a skeleton crew, it can be exhausting. And so
Correct.
How are we reaching our next wave of, I don't want to say generation, because some of our people are getting out of the military, and you're really helping with that on so many levels.
Thank you.
Because, you know, it's the women in the trades, it's the youth, but then you also have the veteran connection, and you're starting from a point where Even those folks who are my age can relate to it.
Yes.
And so your platform as Miss Fairbanks, you know, instantly, as soon as you were Miss Fairbanks, you ended up being what I call it, an influencer on the social media. And you said, gosh, I didn't know that. But enough people are paying attention that you're able to use that voice.
Yes. And that's the main purpose of the Miss Fairbanks title, is it gives me a voice, and it gives a voice to all those women in the trades who feel like they don't have one. Because they can reach out to me, and I have a bigger platform than most people now. and I can get that word out.
And you're very good at being able to put people in contact with a resource that they might have. So people find you because, oh, look, you know, here's someone that I can relate to a little bit. And then they find you to ask a question where they might not be comfortable asking someone else.
Correct.
And you're able to pass that along to, oh, you should try here, or let's help you fix that.
Yes, even if I don't personally know how to help you, I'm sure I know somebody who can, and I will get you in touch with them.
So you have a Facebook page. Do you also have a website?
I do not have a website.
But people can reach you at Malaney White. And can you spell that?
Yes. M-A-L-A-Y-N-E-E space White. W-H-I-T-E. And that's on my Facebook, and you can reach out to me, message me at any time if you're looking to join the trades or interested in anything about the trades, and I can help connect you with the right pathways.
So let's get back to State of Alaska. You have a pretty tight group out at Eielson, pretty proud of that group. Everyone is real supportive of each other.
Yes.
Some of our duty stations are not as full.
Correct.
And so, you know, what are some ideas on how we are reaching people? Of course, there's the social media, and then there's the community events. What do you find people in their early 20s are, where are they going to find job opportunities? Is it all word of mouth?
I think it's mostly word of mouth, and I think that college is really reinforced all the way through high school, all the way, you can't be successful unless you go to college. So I think a lot of the younger generation is being told that college is their only option, and that's where they're going. They're not immediately joining the workforce because they're going off to get an education. But I will say that I'm 21, and I am making more now than I would have if I had gone to college.
Without debt.
Without debt, yes.
Yeah. You didn't go through one of the apprenticeship programs because the public employees doesn't have that.
Correct.
But the Operators 302 has the apprenticeship program, the Laborers 942, the electricians, the plumbers and pipe fitters, the carpenters, many of them have apprenticeships where instead of paying for your training, you're getting paid a little bit less because you're not skilled yet, but you're getting paid while you earn your training.
Yes.
And as a laborer, you get to do a little bit of everything. Are you plugging
That's
the
correct.
Labors again?
Plumbing, electricity. I just wired in a glycol pump today.
Was that the first time you'd done it?
Yes. I do a lot of new things.
And always under the supervision of someone who's done it before.
Yes.
And so, you know, free training. Getting paid while you're getting trained.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the upside. And the union has a lot of great benefits, too. Healthcare, copious amounts of leave. It's great.
Fantastic. So the glycol pump.
Yes.
What were you installing that in? What type of machinery?
That was actually in one of the mech rooms for one of the buildings out on Eielson, because Eielson runs on steam and from the power plant, and the steam heats up the glycol in the buildings, and that's what heats the buildings.
Interesting.
So you need the pumps to push glycol through the building.
Okay, so that's what's actually flowing through, not water.
Yes.
And we'll be going to a break real shortly, but then after the break, maybe we'll get some callers at 458-TALK, 458-8255. We're visiting with Malaney White today, and she is Miss Fairbanks USA. She is also a laborer with the Public Employees Local 71 and employed by DOT and public facilities out on Eielson Air Force Base. And it's just a pleasure to be talking to you today.
Thank you.
I know that break's going to start here any soon.
Problem Corner is coming up.
on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Kevin Uretsky. Utah officials announcing charges filed against Tyler Robinson, Charlie Kirk's alleged killer. First and foremost, a charge of aggravated murder. Utah County District Attorney Jeff Gray.
I am filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty. I do not take this decision lightly, and it is a decision I have made independently.
Robinson also charged with firearms offenses, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering. FBI Director Kash Patel appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Capitol Hill today, facing questions about the FBI's handling of the Kirk shooting, including the announcement that a suspect was in custody after the shooting by Patel on social media, only to have to walk that back, saying that person was released. This is a Fox News alert.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports a 58-year-old man from McCoryuk was sentenced Friday to more than 156 years in prison for the sexual abuse of three children, one of the longest terms ever handed down for sexual assault in Alaska. Bethel Superior Court Judge William Montgomery sentenced Leonard Olrun to 156 years and 2 days after a jury found him guilty in March of 2 counts of first-degree sexual assault, 3 counts of second-degree sexual abuse of a minor, and 2 counts of third-degree misconduct involving a controlled substance. Jurors determined that Olrun repeatedly sexually abused children between December of 2019 and early 2021 and gave marijuana to one of his victims. Prosecutors said his prior convictions dating back to 1987 and 2001 and his history of violent behavior factored heavily in his decision. The court found multiple aggravating circumstances. Montgomery described Olrun as a worst offender and said the composite sentence was necessary to protect the public.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
This is Mayor David Pruz. Cleaning up our town has been a proud accomplishment for me, but I'm not done. In fact, I'm just getting warmed up. As a mayor, you only get a fixed amount of time to accomplish the things you believe in. Therefore, I do not waste a day. It's been a great 3 years as your mayor. We are getting better, and I've charted a great direction for the future of Fairbanks. Let's continue making Fairbanks the best city in our state. That is my standard. Please vote for me, David Pruz, the Fairbanksan, on Tuesday, October 7th.
Paid for by David Pruz for mayor. 324 Brandt Street, Fairbanks, Alaska, 99701.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price. All from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
This week's 50-50 Friday offer is from Fairbanks Nissan. Hey, we travel a lot in Alaska, and regular oil changes are a must. You'll get a certificate for an oil change for a light-duty truck or car with synthetic oil for half price. This service is normally $100, but this week it's yours for just $50. You'll enjoy excellent service at Fairbanks Nissan, and all makes and models are welcome. Save half on your next oil change with this awesome 50-50 Friday deal from Fairbanks Nissan. Grab that deal this Friday on this station's website.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
And we're back on Problem Corner. We are visiting with Melanie White, Miss Fairbanks USA, and Public Employees Local 71 member employed with the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we talked a little bit during the break about doing events and a little bit about the pageant. So you hadn't done something like this before, but you thought this is a great way to get my CDL paid for. I'm going to go for it.
Yes, I had about 3 months of prep time beforehand.
Which is nothing.
Basically nothing.
For someone who's never done anything like this before.
Correct. I had to learn how to walk in high heels. I got a pageant coach and she's like, I would have done more than 3 months, but...
What did you think was going to be really hard that turned out to be fairly easy? I mean, I don't want to attract more competition for you, but...
I really thought that the environment was going to be worse. All my life growing up, I've heard that pageants are super mean and create competition, and they really don't. Everyone was super nice. Everyone was super supportive. That was a big shock for me, but a welcome shock.
Yeah, Brenna locally has been, you know, the Miss Alaska USA and
yes.
has done this before. And she's always been, if you're listening, she's always been one of the sweetest people. She was
yes.
working at the chamber for a while.
Yep, I put out a post on Facebook on the Fairbanks, Alaska page, looking to get into pageantry. Can anybody help me? And she just messaged right back and helped me get into it.
So you found all of the other competitors, less competition and more support for everyone?
Yes, yeah.
I'm so glad to hear that. And you want to support others, both young people looking to get into the trades and ladies.
Correct.
And you're open for events. You'd love to come to some of the schools.
Yes, that would be perfect. If I could come to some of the schools and talk to some of the women in the trades or younger people in the trades generally and let them know just how awesome it is here.
Well, and we're finding, I do a lot of the go to the schools and talk to the kids about staying in school and what their options are afterwards. And you know, a lot of people do go to college, and so you have a lot of people with degrees who come and talk to that. I come and talk about pathways to the trades, but people are deselecting professions faster than they're selecting professions. So by the time somebody's in third to fifth grade, they know what they don't want to be, even
Correct.
If they don't know what they want to be yet. So I'd love to be able to get a few invitations for you through this interview. You can find Malaynee White, M-A-L-A-Y-N-E-E, White, on Facebook. And you can invite her to come to your classroom and talk to small humans or a girls group,
mm-hmm.
Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, anybody looking to what their future profession might be. And maybe they aren't as bookish. I didn't get the best grades in school. I did terrible in English, and now I get paid to be a communications person. But never thought I would do that. But did start out working with my hands doing dental hygiene. And you enjoy working with your hands. You talked about spinning around in the skid steer, and I thought, how many people sit in a small office chair? You've got a great big office chair to spin
in. Chair. That's what, going to school, I wanted to be a rock star. I never knew what I wanted to do. Just want to be a rock star.
and you can do it all now.
Yes. And then I got to high school, and I went to North Pole High School, and there was a teacher there. His name was Mr. Million. He's now retired, but he was the auto teacher for a long time. And I took his small engines class, and he specifically really helped me realize what I could do. He just always supporting me. Wow, Malaynee got her engine put together first. Just a great teacher.
My shop teachers were real encouraging too. Yeah. And I think everyone should take those basic introductory classes, whether
yes.
you're a guy or a gal. In my younger years, I kept having these boyfriends where I changed their oil. And I thought, something is wrong here. And so you had a shop teacher who encouraged you, and you would
yes.
love to come out to the schools. And you do some other community events. You do the veterans events. You've done the union mm-hmm. night at the park. You've helped with the parade. All of this is part of representing Fairbanks, which you're doing very well.
Thank you.
Through your Miss Fairbanks USA title.
Yes.
And you have the duration of the year to do that and spread the good word on working in the trades how pageantry can also pay for that. It's people don't think about that blend, but it's just a scholarship. You can use it for anything.
Correct. The system that I go through, the Miss USA system, doesn't offer a scholarship, but there are other pageant systems that do.
And you raised funds for that to bring some awareness. So you're able to use some of those funds through your union and other affiliations to collect to help pay for that.
Yes. Sponsors were a big help. Local 71, the Laborers Union.
Central Labor Council.
Yes, yes. Any business, really, can give a sponsorship. Like the lady who did my eyelashes sponsored me.
And I've seen all of those posts on Facebook as well. So you can find Malaynee White on Facebook, and she is looking for opportunities to encourage young people.
Correct.
And so tell me a little bit more about your singing, because when I first asked you what is your talent going to be, I thought maybe you're going to get on a stage and weld for us.
The Miss USA system does not have a talent. There are other systems out there
okay,
for Alaska
okay.
that do. But if it did have a talent, it would be singing. I prefer to sing country music, actually.
Really? But you said you want to be a rock star, and you talked about all the 80s rock. And
I do.
So what country singers do you gravitate towards?
Patti Loveless, Wynonna, George Strait, older country, 90s uh-huh. countries, uh-huh. where I sit.
I love me some Big and Rich, and they play that a lot here at the lead-ins mm-hmm. to some of the other shows. And but we're visiting with Melanie White, Miss Fairbanks USA, and the lines are open if you want to call in, 458-TALK, 458-8255. If you want to ask a question, offer an encouragement, or find a way to bring Melanie to come and talk to your students or talk to your shop. Now, you're wearing your Scottish hat.
I am.
What's the name for that type of hat? It looks like a kind of a golf hat.
I don't know the name of the hat, but it's tartan. Mm-hmm. The print.
and you had the full getup on for Labor Day because you had just gotten back from Scotland.
I had not just gotten back, but my mom goes pretty frequently. I've been to Scotland before, but I'm a Stuart, and so this is our Stuart tartan.
Okay, I love it. Yeah, so what other heritage are you?
Scottish and English.
That's, Scottish and English,
that
okay.
That is it. Very, very diverse.
But so... tell me a little bit more about what's going on out at Eielson when you're working on public facilities, because mm-hmm. that's where your genre is.
Yes.
And we have so many job opportunities right now with Alaska DOT. And you can go to local71.com/jobs and find how many openings are out there right now for somebody looking for work. We're in our pre-hire season for all the snow removal. It isn't here yet, but it was sleeting just a few days ago.
It's almost here.
It's almost here. So what is a normal work week look like? There's variety. You know, we are talking about getting more people into the trades and filling
yes.
some of our open positions, but you don't do the same thing every day, which is wonderful.
No, I don't. We show up to work 6:30, have a little morning meeting. We get work orders for all the problems in the buildings. Specifically, I work on the 168th wing, all of their buildings, but it could be anything. It could be electrical, plumbing, stuff that people don't see in the mech rooms. Sometimes we paint, just repaint in a room. It's something different every day.
And do you have to deal with the wildlife much?
No, not really. When I was a grounds person, I dealt with squirrels. We used to catch and release squirrels. But
where did you release them?
We just drove them out way to the back of Eielson and let them go far away from the buildings. But there's different organizations that deal with the animals out there.
Gotcha.
Military.
Gotcha.
Side.
I know our folks over at the airport, they have to do some of the hazing and the diversion.
Ah.
Yes. You know, whether it's the local 71 folks with DOT also plow the windrows each year out at Kramer's Field to attract the geese so that they'll go land over there instead of bothering the airport.
Perfect.
Yeah. And so what do you think is next?
I have to stay in my current job for at least 5 years because that's how the state retirement works.
Yes.
After 5 years, you can leave and take your retirement with you. But I will most likely stay right where I'm at. We get a pay raise every year based on evaluation. And there's a new contract negotiated every 3 years with potential pay raises. So it's a good gig where I'm at.
And we've talked about your supportive group who's listening. So hello to everyone out there
yes.
at Eielson DOT and public facilities. But we're talking with Melanie White, and we are just about due for a break. And we will be back with some more Problem Corner.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
70 hours. That's the average time between each gun suicide in Alaska. That's less than 3 days. Help more Alaskans live longer by keeping your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Storing guns safely is an important way to help prevent deaths of children, teens, or anyone in a difficult situation. If you or someone you know is in crisis, contact the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by calling or texting 988. This message is sponsored by the Alaska Division of Behavioral Health, aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hello, Fairbanks. Brett Roderman, Borough Assembly candidate here with an important message for voters. This year, due to a code change, you have an amazing opportunity to help us preserve, protect, verify, and validate the integrity of our voting system. If you vote early this year, your vote will be hand-counted against our tabulation machines. That's right, hand-counted. Many of you out there have expressed reservations about the accuracy of these machines. Well, here's your chance to prove it. You must vote early, and you must vote the entire ballot. Why? Because only one contested race will be hand-counted. Only one. Only votes cast at our early polling station will be hand-counted. Early voting starts on September 22nd and runs through October 2nd. This year's regular election day is October 7th. Please join me in early voting this year to be part of something great. Help us prove our elections are honest and fair. Thank you.
Paid for by Brett for Assembly, P.O. Box 80741, Fairbanks 99708.
The 8-Star Event Center is turning one, and you're invited. Join us Tuesday, September 16th from 4 to 7 p.m. for our one-year celebration open house. Enjoy free tours, complimentary cookies and cake, and delicious corn diggity food for purchase. See our rooms set for business meetings, banquets, and events for 10 to 800 guests. Enter to win a free meeting space for a day. Don't miss it, September 16th at the 8-Star Event Center, where your next great event begins.
KFAR Weather.
A mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 62. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 42 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 55. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday and highs in the upper 50s. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And we're back
and
on
more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And we're back on Problem Corner with Miss Fairbanks USA, Melanie White, and we have three callers in the queue, so I will press the buttons and we will talk to who's listening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good morning. You're on Problem Corner.
Hello, this is Randy.
Hi there, Randy.
Hi there. I just want to let you know that at the bottom of the hour break, the volume was kind of low, and the break you just had, the volume was kind of low, but also, I wanted to congratulate Melanie for being Miss Fairbanks.
That's Thank you.
Very impressive. And wanted to ask you a bit. I heard you talking about operating the skid steers, the tracked skid steers, and you also talked about getting a CDL. And I just wondered, it wasn't quite clear to me, you working toward the CDL or you have the CDL?
I'm working toward the CDL. So unfortunately, they weren't able to get me a scholarship for obtaining my CDL, because like Jennifer mentioned, they're around $10,000, but I'm saving up for it. I'm working towards it.
Oh, and are you looking possibly at becoming a tractor-trailer driver, or just having the CDL is very handy in your present work where you can jump in a larger vehicle and move it or something, or what?
Having the CDL where I'm at is very beneficial, and if I ever decided to pursue a different job, having the CDL would open a lot of doors for me.
Yeah, I agree. And one last question. You had experience in the tract. I just wondered if you had driven the tract, you drove the tract skid steer. Have you used the wheeled skid steers like the Bobcat? It kind of sounds like you have.
I've used the track skid steers. I haven't used the wheeled skid steers, but there's a little thing called the Toolcat, which is also made by Bobcat, and it's kind of like a golf cart with a plow on the front, but that has wheels.
Yeah. I was quite impressed with I've rented a few of them in my time, and with the wheeled ones, even though they're very great, I have gotten a little bit stuck, and I have to lower the bucket down and kind of shove myself backwards with the bucket, and the tracked ones, they don't get stuck at all. So, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Randy. Good morning. You're on Problem Corner.
Hey, this question's for Melanie. Are you still on the clock? We've been looking for you for a while.
No, she got cleared. She got cleared for her leave to come on out.
I did. I'll get back. I'll get back to work.
Okay, this is your brother's out of the house.
Yep. Good job. Good.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You have such a positive shop to work with.
Very supportive.
We've got one more caller here on the board. Good morning. You're on Problem Corner.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say, Melanie, thank you for coming on today because, I mean, what an inspiration, but you're also, like, doing a public service announcement for young people that don't have the money or don't want to commit to a four-year plan to go to college. And I think, too, that what you're doing, being in the trades, I don't know that there's going to be much AI taking over that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So I think for young people, it sounds like a solid plan. And I did much like what you're doing. I'm a hands-on person. And I just sit and learning topics that I wouldn't be interested in at the university.
Correct.
A degree in an area that then I would have to compete, maybe go outside to get a job. So I admire you very much, and thank you for coming on today.
And what did you go into? What type of work did you go into, caller?
Oh, well, there used to be a course called Bookkeeping Concepts, and so I got a small school loan and went to that, and then I was hired as a full-charge bookkeeper. So that's why I kind of thought it's like vocational, you know, being in the trades. But, you know, of course, now you can get software and do all of that from home. But back in the day, you had to learn it because books were kept by hand.
That's right. And I thank you for the encouragement that you're offering, Melanie.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I really do.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm really glad that you're out there. I hope a lot of young people are writing this down.
Me too.
And you can reach out to Melanie White on Facebook, and you'll see the picture with the big 1940s pinup curls
yes.
as your profile for running around supporting the veterans.
Yep.
And we're hoping that folks will reach out so that you can talk to them about the benefits of doing something different. Like our caller said, you know, there's the difference that you don't, and the trades don't have to be mutually exclusive from college either. I was halfway through the botany program when I diverted to go to the dental hygiene program, thinking, how am I going to pay for the rest of my school?
That's correct. The trades really do help. The trades have great wages. And if you were trying to still get some college education while you're doing the trades, that would really help pay for that also.
Yeah, you get in, get through an apprenticeship, or get hired initially and be earning while you're completing your college debt-free.
Yes.
Thanks so much for calling. I think she already hung up, but I'm so glad that we got a couple of callers. And your supportive group out at Eielson, they're just
yes.
so funny. They wanted to rib you a little bit, but
yep.
you know, we did talk at the break that you just have a really supportive group. And we find that at some of the state of Alaska groups, you know, maybe we can't always offer the highest wages for some of the trades that are out there. We know that private sector is usually a little bit higher, but there is the stability and you know, the overtime, the holiday
yes.
pay.
Wonderful benefits.
The things that are negotiated and just the stability that's there. You have even more because you have such a wonderful shop to work with.
Yes. It's really nice not to dread going to work every day.
And so part of that desire to attract more young people and women into the trades has been, you know, we're not going to say anything we don't have to say on the air. We don't have to say how great your group is, but we talked about that. And folks who may think, well, you know, I don't really want to get into something like that. I'm a small framed female. I'm afraid mm-hmm. I'm going to be picked on. That has not been your experience at all.
No, I am also a small framed female. Whenever I ask for help lifting something, everybody would be like, oh, no problem. I'll help you right out. Like, if you have the drive to learn, people are generally more excited to help you than if you just have a bad attitude about it all the time. I can't do that. Just try.
And you're out there using your muscles and building up. You know, you probably are in better shape. That, you know, you don't have to, going into the trades, you don't have to pay for the college. You don't have to pay for the gym membership, right? Poor man's
correct,
gym.
Correct.
Shoveling all that snow,
yep.
Doing all those things with the hand tools that you have to do, because everything isn't a fun machine that spins around 360.
Right.
You know, a lot of it is physical.
Climbing up in between steam pipes and everything.
Right. Always with your safety gear.
Yes,
always
correct.
With that. And don't you find that in the trades, we all look out for each other? I mean, just knowing that with the safety is a boon. You know, I experienced that working fire and other things. When people say, hey, don't get on that yet. You don't have your equipment. Or here, take this. You know, cover your eyes and ears. Do you have the right boots? Do you have the right stuff? Come over here. Let's get it.
Yes.
That you're looking out for each other.
Yes, and it's nice at Eielson because we do have a mostly full staff. If we're working on something even remotely dangerous, we're like take extra people with you, just to be sure.
And some of our shops that are understaffed around the state, you know, there's openings right now for people who are listening. You think, well, I haven't been trained in this or that. The openings are there right now for entry-level people, and there are crews who desperately would like to work with you. They'd like to have, you would be welcomed just to have one more person to help take the load off, and people are willing to assist you and train you.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. So This has been a wonderful hour. I know that we're getting close to the top of the hour. Sometimes this breaks in and interrupts me, but I definitely want to thank Melanie White, Miss Fairbanks USA, Maintenance Generalist on Eielson Air Force Base with Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, for coming and sharing your story. And you can reach out to Melanie at M-A-L-A-Y-N-E-E, White, on Facebook. And, you know, invite her to your school, invite her to your event. I don't want to put you on the spot for singing, but, you know.
I can do that.
You can do that? You want to just, I'll give you, I'll babble for a second, give you a second to think about something that you might want to sing, but she does the national anthem, and people were stunned. This wasn't your regular, this was operatic national anthem, but I'll let you close out with a verse or two.
Okay, of the national anthem?
Of whatever you want, whatever you want.
Okay, well, let's see. Get some country music in here.
Okay.
Well, I lay my head on the railroad tracks, waiting on that double E. But the train don't come through here no more. Poor, poor, pitiful me.
There's nothing pitiful about you. You're just a wonderful example for the trades and for, you know, the hope of the next generation of our workforce. And I'm really glad to get to know you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.